Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2000.
The North American Wrestling Connection proudly presents WrestleMania! The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, takes on the Icon, the Showstopper, the main event, Typho, for the World Heavyweight Championship! Plus, talk show pioneer Abraham Washington, under the guidance of Tony Atlas, faces off with the new breed of talk shows, Robert Q. Steinemann, managed by Pat Sajak, with special guest referees Jimmy Chase and Magic Johnson. It's a double main event. It's the grand spectacle. It's WrestleMania!
Who had that float? Wow.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. 3 hours earlier, and 2 hours, and it's WrestleMania time again, so you know what this means. Another exciting round of Around the Horn, Room 101, and potential disappointment at the main event. So let's not get this show stalled. Well, we could stall for a little bit. Okay, that's enough stalling.
Boy. We are locked. Good.
Let's introduce our panel for this evening, or afternoon. First of all, we have from Toledo, Ohio, Fat Boy Josh Henninger.
Good evening, everyone. How are you?
And from New York City, Jason, I want to be a hulka burning love, Lock.
No, but I will say this. I have not been this excited for a WrestleMania in 6 years. Good job, WWE.
In the three position, we have from Columbus, Ohio, Nikki, I can do a much better job than Michael Cole. Amen.
I was going to use that it was spring and a young fan's fancy turns to thoughts of WrestleMania until I got hit with a karmic snowball and 2 inches of snow on my freaking car this morning.
Yikes.
Ouchies.
You well, guys got the snow. Ah.
Yeah.
And that is your Columbus, Ohio weather report. And then from Texas, we have, I am going to kick Shawn Michaels' ass, Bo.
I just got out of a 9-hour meeting where we were trying to talk Shawn Michaels into doing the job for me. We'll see what happens.
Oh, God. Wow.
Oh, my.
Oh, breaking news, Shawn Michaels has quit pro wrestling.
Fast.
He says he lost his smile.
Again? Yeah. It's a pretty big stadium.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to get that hot potato figure and get the smile off of that and just surgically implant it, and then you're fine.
And finally, Jim wished well in his future endeavors, William.
Yeah. Where are you going? What you doing?
I'm working on that. I won't specify as of yet. I have to say, because you set it up, Jason, you're excited. Feel these nipples.
No.
Uh.
Not on your worst day, Jim. Sorry.
Not on my best day either.
No.
Not on any day, I hope.
No.
I just had to say it. I'm sorry.
Well, I bet Orlando Jordan would.
Oh, God. I'm going to be sick.
Covered up in tape, no less.
Okay, well, there's the one-liner was there, sorry. By the way, it's a minor miracle I still have a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that, that was me doing Vince, and God help us.
I should introduce myself as Gorilla Monsoon.
Okay, Gino, yes.
Thanks, Mom.
You're just lucky it wasn't the Royal Rumble intro.
Oh, God.
Stop. Oh, sorry, wrong guy.
And I bet what you just heard in the background was Nikki Hammond getting a pizza.
That's right.
All right. What kind?
It is a thin crust with,
is that the mess you used?
Ground beef and pineapple. And it's not going to last me till Sunday, so.
There you go. Go for it.
Thank you.
This is sort of like the warm-up to WrestleMania.
That's right. I'm on the show.
Yes. As everybody has heard, we are awaiting Matthew from Botchmania to call in. He will be our special guest.
Cool. Excellent.
I bow to his greatness. I bow.
Mm-hmm. Can I, since we're not necessarily talking about WrestleMania itself, just want to say, how good of a job has WWE done this year? Really
bad job, if you ask me.
What?
Except for two matches.
I'm sorry?
A horrible job, if you ask me, save for two matches.
You really think so?
Yes.
Why?
I'll explain that when we come to it.
Okay.
But first.
Okay.
Time for Pick'em Results. The Quick and Dirty Edition. Destination X.
Yeah, speaking of disappointing.
Very disappointing indeed. Oh boy, people. Here's the Quick and Dirty. We'll just talk about the bad parts and the good parts. How much to be honest with you. And we'll start with the bad parts first. The wolf pack's back together, causing mass destruction.
God.
Which we pretty much called a couple of us during the show last week.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Hello.
Wrestling. Also, hold on, I should probably get one thing up here first. I forgot to start the chat room.
That would be good.
Yeah. Well, we're early enough, so people might actually be listening this week.
I sent out a couple of tweets about it. Hopefully, we'll have a few people drop in.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So, let's move on. Wolfpack is back. Kevin Nash turns on Eric Young. And Scott Steiner actually looks in shape.
Scott Hall, not Scott Steiner.
I called it.
You called it, but you don't get an extra half point.
Oh, come on.
All right, I'll ask the judge. Judge, does she get an extra half point?
No lucky dog there. Oh, boy.
I wouldn't expect anything less from Jim to bring a Phineas car reference.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go wrestling, boys.
It's not wrestling. It's racing.
I know, but I just, for the sake of our show, continue, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry, duh.
Moving on. The ending to the main event wasn't that good.
Huh.
All through the ring, and we got a no contest out of the deal.
The power of the ring.
Which one?
So does that make the orange lantern?
No, he's the red and yellow lantern with black leather coat.
Well, that's what I mean, though. They call Hogan the orange goblin.
Oh, that's right. You're right. The Orange Lantern. Correct.
No, brother.
I'm extra half, I want a half point for that.
Judge, does Nikki get a half point?
Oh, not fair.
Good.
Marky says you lose a half a point.
No! No. These judges are worse than the American Idol ones this year, okay?
Seriously.
Anything to bring me closer to not last place on a TNA pay-per-view, I'm all for it.
Oh, well, okay. Last place on a new a TNA pay-per-view is a badge of honor these days.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, come on.
Oh, God, no.
Well, Jim, you did get last place. You only got 3 points.
Give me my badge.
There you go.
I got you a badge.
Thank you. I got the badge, bitches.
You win the prize.
All right.
Then with 4 points, how shocking, it's me, Carl, and Typho. What?
The unholy trinity.
Then, Jason, you got 5.
How the hell I do that?
The world may never know.
Yeah, exactly. One, two,
three, 5. Yes.
5. Then Nikki got 6.
Whoa.
Not bad for somebody who doesn't watch the show.
Yeah, exactly.
And our winner with 8.5.
Earthquake.
And...
Sorry.
You deserve
I'm down to 2.5.
And the winner was 8.5 points, and your... Boo! Solo. NAWC Fizzleweight Champion World! That boy, Josh Hager!
How you did that in 6? What, you got 8.5 out of what, 9?
10.
That's insane!
That's because I know how they book. Swerve style and all.
Big props, buddy.
He missed the tag match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
That's the only thing that he missed.
Mainly because I seriously thought that Mornandez would have broken up. And based on the aftermatch, they should have and lost the titles. But who hell knows? Who the hell knows?
So now that we've gotten that out of the way.
And while we're waiting for our guest.
Oh, yes. Who saw David Arquette and Chris Jericho being an absolute doofus on the George
yes.
Lopez show this week?
Oh, yes.
And local.
No, not oh, yes. It's
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
oh, yes. My eyes, my ears, my brain. Damn it, Chris Jericho.
Oh, see.
Of course, George Lopez showed he had no knowledge of wrestling at all, saying that he was the WWC champion.
He has some knowledge.
I was like, Arquette worked for World Wrestling Coalition here in Ohio?
No, I was thinking of the WWC in Puerto Rico.
Them too.
World Wrestling Cartel.
Okay.
Wait, does that mean you work for Victor Quijones, a bigger cheat, liar, thief, scoundrel, and scum of the universe?
Lying, cheating, stealing, wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that whole thing's not cool.
No, it's not.
I said Victor Quijones, not Carlos Colon.
Sorry.
Because I have a small list of what Victor Quijones has done. He has cheated wrestlers who he was originally going to pay $850 and only paid them $175.
Mm-hmm.
He has forced female employees to have sex with him, otherwise they'd be fired.
Yeah, welcome to the Indies.
Wait, who?
I'm telling you, Chris Hansen has to get on the indie circuit for this kind of stuff.
Seriously. Wow. There'd be nothing left of the indie leagues.
I'm trying to have a seat over
there.
There
are ring rats all over the place. Trust me.
Yeah.
No.
That, but there's a few people I wouldn't mind getting locked up for life.
Oh, no, didn't you? You didn't tell the story on the air, did you?
Which one?
I don't think we can tell the story on the air.
No, not the story about the arrest.
Oh, no. I can't tell that one. Oh,
okay. Never mind.
But for the record, it was not me, and the cops were gone by the time me and Barry arrived, so it wasn't us.
Yeah.
Although I would love to be able to tell a true story about something that erupted at a bar in West Virginia where a door flies open, and a guy in a dress and a chick in a suit followed by the midgets and the cops.
That is real? Are you kidding?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, you suck.
And for an additional point, can anybody tell me what song they sang?
Devil Went Down to Georgia?
No.
Nope.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's right.
Yep.
And Jason, you're the one who posted this thing on Facebook.
Yeah, no,
and
no,
you
no,
forgot?
No, I thought you were talking about the three guys who walked in.
No.
Oh, yeah, it was totally... Well, put it to you this way, Jericho attempted to sing it.
Well,
for,
now
some
I know
reason, for some reason, he could sing with Fozzy, but everything else, nothing.
That's why he got kicked off Celebrity Duets.
Oh, don't even bring that up, please.
Oh, I'm surprised
down
the horn didn't sound on that one. Oh, boy.
No, there is a special... I'll play the siren for anybody who actually mentions the show that I'm actually going to... that I actually dread the most
okay,
when it comes to that
enough.
Genre.
Okay. Well, enough about card guppies. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry.
Speaking of card guppies, I just inducted that on Game Show Garbage.
See? Segue. Very nice.
Yes, Pat Bullard, the smarmy bastard that he is.
Can we deport him yet? Deport him? No? Okay.
Yeah, we can. He's not hosting anything here, and he doesn't have a visa, I believe.
Oh, and by the way, if you were a Game Show fan this week, if you did not watch Let's Make a Deal, shame on you.
Exactly. Awesome
stuff.
It was
on Wednesday, I believe.
Oh, I saw it on Buzzer Blog, the clip you're speaking of. It was unreal.
Unbelievable stuff. I mean, this was even better than what I thought it was going to be, personally.
Monty still has it, people.
Mm-hmm.
At 90.
Not
and I'm lucky if I'll be alive at 90, and if I'm alive, I'm lucky if I'm going to be able to, you know, move and have something come out of my mouth.
Exactly.
Even if it's slobber.
Or just leftover bits of gruel from your morning breakfast at the retirement home.
Ah! Heads two on the air!
Oh, by the way, quote of the day from Bret Hart about WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're doing is they're throwing a Bret Hart diary, you know, because they different stuff.
Okay.
Around here. And he said, I'm sorry. I believe he said, here it is. I'm working out. He says, I don't want to show up on Sunday looking like Jake Roberts.
Ooh, burn!
Because he was, you know, he's working out. You know, he works because he has a slightly weakness in his left arm.
Sure.
You know, but that's funny as hell.
Well, hey, now in fairness, I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Jake Roberts did have a workout regimen that involved coke and marijuana and various other drugs and some some practice on fellatio with a snake. I don't know what that's about, but, you know, hey.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I'm sorry. You got 21, I got 22.
Trust me.
Somebody sent some punk.
I think it's time for, while we're still waiting, we're going to do a little segment shuffle here for a second.
Segment shuffle!
Da, 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 da. Do, do, do,
do. Thank you very much.
Phenomena indeed.
And let's, Matthew, if you're out there, if you're listening to the show, please call in. You should be able to get through via Skype, because I know that's what Josh gets through on.
Mm-hmm. I don't like using my phone for 2 hours.
I think it's time to queue up a pre-recorded report card that Carl Schneer has done.
Your teacher, yes.
Yep. So let's hear from the Matt Stryker of the North American Wrestling Connection, Carl Schneer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carl Schneer here, proud member of the NAWC, with the report card for the Monday Night Wars version 2.0 for the week, Monday, March 22nd, 2010. Week 3 of this, we'll get right to it because I don't have a lot of time. Start with Raw, the best segment of Raw this past week. And pretty much the only saving grace of the entire show was Shawn Michaels' promo at the very beginning of the show. The worst segments, pretty much, I'm going to take every single other one and combine them all. With the exception of the Michaels-Kane match, because it was actually pretty decent. So great for all is a dismal C-. It's the worst build-up to WrestleMania I've seen. See any WrestleMania at all. I'm sorry. Meanwhile, on the Impact side, ladies and gentlemen, best segment was when Bischoff got his head whacked with damn guitar. Worst segment of Impact, you really can't really pick one. The worst segment of Impact was probably the Rob Terry and Tomko squash. I don't know what the hell they're trying to do with that, but it just befuddles me. But Impact puts on the best show and continues to do so even with week for three. Like I've stated before, I do not give a damn about what ratings it is. It's who puts on the best show. And so far, Impact has really won me over. So to recap, the C- for Raw and the A- for Impact. I'm going to give it an A- for the effort. And that is your report card for week 3 of this Monday Night War, Monday Night Squash, or whatever you want to call it. I want to say a quick hello to Matthew. Enjoy your botchamanias. There's good stuff to look at. Keep it up, my man. Wish I could be there right now with y'all. All right, for the report card, Carl Schneer saying nothing at all. Good night.
That's the greatest sign off ever.
Jason, I talked to you about this before the show, about Monday Night Raw, so I want to get your comments.
Look. I think that the WWE, contrary to what you think, contrary to what a lot of people think, has built up this WrestleMania to be the best WrestleMania since WrestleMania 20. I believe that every match has a legitimate story, every match has a reason for being there, and every match is important. You have the streak versus career. You have the WWE Championship between Batista and Cena. You have every match, and I'm sorry. I don't see why you guys were bored. If you're not buying WrestleMania by the week before, you know, I'm sorry. You know, the WWE has done a great job over these last 3 months of doing everything. The Sheamus versus Triple H match, it may not be the most important match on the card, but it's there. Every match counts to me. And if you're going to say
that only two matches are important, you're out of your mind.
I'll agree with the last statement. Triple H versus Sheamus, that's, of all the matches, quite frankly, that's the one that seems the weak link in the cog of things to me. I mean, Mysterio Punk, yes. Good storyline. Triple threat match, yes. The tag team match, even. You know how much they ballyhoo about tag teams anymore in wrestling, at least in the WWE. That even has something going for it. Everything else above that obviously does, too. I mean, Triple H Sheamus could be a very good match, could be the show, could be a show stealer of sorts. But you're right, Jason, to your second point. If people are like, okay, just two matches, they're out of their mind. It's a stacked card. We agree on that.
Now, I'm going to step in about this past Monday's Raw.
Mm-hmm.
With this stacked of a card and with every match mattering, and I'm not going to comment on Triple H Sheamus right now. I will in Pick'ems. But this card is so big and so important, top to bottom, that half the time when I'm rattling off the list, I forget Vince Brett. Any other WrestleMania on the list, last 6 years, if that was on the card, that'd be the main event, or at least as close to the main event as they could get away with. I'm forgetting about this. This one has the longest history, and I'm forgetting about it. Yeah, well, with Career Streak, with Jericho Edge, which is actually was building before Edge even got hurt.
That's true.
I was at the SmackDown when Jericho and Edge were butting heads over who was the face of SmackDown. This was even before they won the tag titles. It was going to happen. The Cena-Batista thing, they haven't been able to do anything with because one or the other would be injured or otherwise off the air for whatever reason.
Or you're right about being off the air to make a really, really horrible idea of a movie.
I will not comment on Wrong Side of Town or anything. I'm not even talking about, I don't care what they're doing on site. I really don't. The implosion of Legacy, I don't like Randy Orton, but the story is there. So I might not be able to walk away from that. Money in the Bank, it's its own thing. Everybody wants to see that. Punk Mysterio, probably the last thing to be built for this card, but it was built solidly, and it was pretty much put on CM Punk's skinny little shoulders, and he's run with it. And it's been beautiful. And it's getting bonus build up on Twitter, whoever's running the Straight Edge Society thing. With all that, then we go to with Show Miz and Truth and Wisdom. That even has a little bit of a story behind it. And the fact that I'm forgetting Brett, Vince, a match that is tied into one of the most controversial events in WWF history. And yes, I say WWF because that's when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's how stacked this card is. So if you are only looking at two matches on this whole card, no offense, man, you're not a wrestling fan.
Well, I guess I'm not a wrestling fan.
You're not.
You're
absolutely not. I mean this with all the friends in the world. You're not. You're just, if you're not seeing what the WWE did in the last 3 months, I don't know what to tell you. I really honestly don't know because you're not seeing it. I don't get it. What don't you see?
I gotta know. What are the two matches that you're absolutely happy about, and why are you crapping on the rest of the card?
It's Michael Staker 2.
Yes.
Actually, I think the back, it's three matches. Michael Staker 2.
Okay.
It's Jericho Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Brett Vince.
Okay.
Other than that, I could care less.
You're out of your mind. How?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Jericho is going to be the technical masterpiece of the show. If you're not a spot fest fan, I can understand with Money in the Bank.
I thought I said Edge Jericho.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Okay, my apologies. But Cena Batista, there's a lot. Batista did his exposition on this, and he is absolutely right.
Okay, let me explain this one. Money in the Bank, there's too many people. 10 is too much. 8 should have been the cap.
We don't know that yet.
Let's see how it plays out.
Again.
This is going to be, I'm envisioning one huge cluster, even more of a cluster than an escape match.
Okay, no. Go on.
No.
Yeah, okay.
And you have two people in there that shouldn't be there.
That won't win.
I mean, they're
don't
not over enough to be there.
Okay,
so,
and Money in the Bank is a place where some
and McIntyre.
People, right, and again, but Money in the Bank is the place where some people who aren't over are supposed to be. Look,
I wouldn't even put them in. I wouldn't even put them there at all.
But excuse me, what about, like, for example, Mark Henry last year? Do you think he deserved to be there?
He's tenured quite a while. Plus, he didn't much
on,
in that one anyways.
Come on, Rob.
Can you see him walk around with the briefcase? Come on.
Yes.
You're out of your... Okay, Robert, seriously, you need to check yourself.
Illusions of grandeur.
Because you are really proving yourself, and I hate to call you this, a mark.
No. Smark. And not the good kind.
Right. I'm serious, because what you're doing is you're basically falling into the trap that everything is crap because you say it is.
No, I'm not saying that everything is crap.
Well, you just said that 70% of this card is crap, despite the fact
I wasn't saying everything. Hold on. I wasn't saying it was crap.
Well, you just said that the rest of it you don't even care about. That's
I don't. Hey, if I don't care about it, I'm not going to say it's garbage.
You just did.
You don't care about it, and
you just did.
No, I don't care about it because the buildup has been either bad or been thrown in my head too much to the point where I'm sick of it.
There's 3 months of buildup on all of this. This is stuff that people have been begging WWE to do for years. Now they finally do it, and you're not satisfied?
No, I'm sick and tired of... I'm sick and tired of the Batista-John Cena buildup. Because let's face it, I've done some calculations on last Monday Night's Raw. There was more in taped vignettes from the John Cena Batista match than there was anything else.
And so what? They actually built the match.
They have built the match over the last 3 months.
And I admit I am not. If I was going to do let's talk about these other matches. Show Miz versus Truth and Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
This is a throwaway.
You're out of your mind. You're absolutely out of your mind.
He hasn't been watching SmackDown then if he's calling it a throwaway.
Exactly. Because over the last 3 months, they have been building this match on both NXT and SmackDown.
And even Raw to a certain extent.
Absolutely. They have actually made R-Truth and John Morrison a legitimate contender to the tag team titles. They're not going to win, but they've made them legitimate contenders. Okay? They've built it up in singles matches, tag team matches, NXT matches, and promos.
And John Morrison showing in the chamber alone has to account for something.
Exactly. So what's another throwaway match? I'd like to hear.
Another throwaway match is a triple threat match, which is going to be 10 minutes too long.
The legacy match has been building over the last year. Thank you very much.
Another one of those matches that's been drawn in my head too much where I'm sick of it. I don't care about Cody Rhodes, who's only there because of, guess what, his name.
Bull! Okay, you're out of your mind.
I like Ted.
I do, too. I hate Orton, and I don't think much of Cody. But
and Orton is a pompous, conceited jackass, both in and out of the ring.
If anybody should be shitting on this match, it should be me. And I'm not shitting on it because it belongs on the card. Because this has been built up for a year, as everybody has said.
And this is the be-all, end-all for the angle.
Right. Well, it could be the the blow off. Who knows? This could be the end of it. But at least they're doing something with it. Unfortunately, Orton can't do much with it, and neither can Cody. But they're at least going to give them this opportunity. Or we can let it drag out for another 6 months and not put it on the WrestleMania card. How would that feel, Rob?
It's damned if you do, damned if you don't at that point.
Right.
Thus, I just, you know, like I said, I should be hating on this match too. But it has its place.
And then Triple H versus Sheamus is going to be an okay match, but I could have felt this could use a little more build.
That I'll agree
like
with you on.
It could have used
wait
the title.
Wait till we get the pick-ups. I will talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But I'm not. But what you're doing is that you're falling into the trap of saying that the build is crap, therefore the card is crap, and the answer is neither. I mean, listen to me. I am, and I'm going to use this term, orgasmically happy that I am going to plunk my credit card down on Sunday to pay $50 to watch this show, $55 to watch this show. Okay? This card is not going to suck. It's not. It's guaranteed not to suck. And how you can even say this, and how you can even do this, makes me lose what little hair is left on my 42-year-old, almost balding head.
I've seen it.
Yes. Okay? You know, it's insane. I mean, I like you, Rob. I really do. But sometimes you just come off as an elitist. That you know better.
And to be honest, Rob, WWE has done what everybody has been bitching about for WrestleManias over the last 5 years. No build-up, no build-up, no build-up, no build-up. Some of these have a month's build-up. Most of these have at least a year's build. We finally did it. Now you're not happy, okay? We did what you asked you to do, and you're still not happy. It's maybe Vince is right. Maybe you don't know what you want.
Okay, then let me ask you this question.
All right.
If you're not happy, what would you have rather seen? Give me matches that you would rather see.
Using all the people that are in WWE right now as a whole.
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
If necessary.
All right. I would keep Michael Staker too. I'd keep Edge Jericho for the title, and I would keep Hart Vince.
Okay.
For Money in the Bank, I'd cap it at 8, get rid of McIntyre and Ziggler.
Okay. Would you keep the same 8 in there?
I forget who's in there. I know
MVP, Christian, Evan Bourne, Kane, Ziggler, of course.
Jack Swagger.
Sheldon Benjamin, Jack Swagger, Matt Hardy, and
Kofi Kingston
is the other one.
I would.
And here, I don't hear him saying anything about the fact that Evan Bourne's not over, but he deserves to be in the match.
No, Evan Bourne is over and deserves to be in that match.
You
think storyline has been in the last 6 months?
Yeah.
Every time he's on screen, he jobs.
For those of you who are first-time listeners, I just want to interject. These people are really friends. And
absolutely. I love Rob to death.
I just thought I might say that.
I talk to Rob every night, but I'm mystified.
Yes. Well, let me just tell you something. When we get off the phone, we will. This is all.
Hug it out.
Yeah, hug it out. Absolutely. This because Rob's a good guy, but in this case, he's absolutely freaking wrong. That's okay. Okay.
Admittedly outnumbered, Rob. Right.
I don't mind if I'm outnumbered. This is sort of a reminiscent of an old We Love to Interrupt thing that you guys used to do. Interrogation, I think it's something like that.
Or something like that. I don't remember exactly, but that's okay. It's
an old
good.
Game. Okay, so getting back to what I need. Match. I have 4. I'm going to do 9 matches.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For the tag title match, I would have the tag titles defended in a triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Show Miz versus two actual tag teams. who need that oomph, meaning Crime Time, who's been there for a while, and the Hart Dynasty. There's another Hart in there, and maybe Bret Hart could pull little strings against The Miz, and Daniel Bryan's there too.
Okay.
I expect Bryan to be out there regardless, but go ahead.
All right. CM Punk versus Rey Mysterio. I would keep that match, but I would change it. Right now it's just a regular street fight.
No, it's a straight-up match.
Straight-up match? I would change it. Hair versus career.
Who was doing it? Which one?
Punk and Rey.
Okay, here's a little inside dope for you here. It was supposed to be Hair versus Mass at WrestleMania. They pulled it because they thought it was too gimmicky. Now it's going to be done down the road.
Mm-hmm.
They also said it was a little too predictable because people do not see Rey losing his mask.
I said
that's
career
his,
because
his,
he wouldn't lose his mask, but it's conceivable
yeah,
with all the torment that...
How many times has he lost his mask in the past? I'm just checking. Okay.
Once.
Well.
And guess who?
Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
There you go.
Luger.
Oh, that's
it. Oh, it was Luger.
Yeah.
My bad. But, I just, you know, the only problem with that, Rob, is we already have a career-threatening match on the card.
Yeah.
Really
that's the big point, yeah.
I realize it's WrestleMania, but do you really want two career-threatening matches on the card?
They've done it before.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's a bad thing, but, you know.
Okay.
Well, they've done a pay-per-view with three Hell in a Cell matches before. It doesn't mean it should be tried again. I mean,
that's... Okay. What about, What about, all right, who would you have Batista defend against?
I would have... I wouldn't have put the bet on Batista in the first place.
Okay, but... all right. But we'll play
if we're going to have Batista wrestle and defend his title, I would not put it on John Cena because you don't know if he's going to make another movie in a month. Because I swear, I've seen him more in movies than televised... More in movies than promos than in... other matches.
Direct to video.
So I would have had Batista kill John Cena at Elimination Chamber.
And
he goes away for 3 months to shoot another movie.
And again, then you're being stereotypical because you haven't been watching Raw then.
I have watched Raw, Jason!
Okay, then have you seen Cena wrestle?
Yes!
Okay. I just think that you're unfairly crapping on Cena and Batista here. Batista, honestly, has been brilliant as the egotistical dick heel.
He's done a solid job, I'll give you that.
I have a problem with him being the egotistical dick heel. He was the egotistical dick heel when he was with Evolution, and 3 months ago, before he even started buddy-buddying with Vince McMahon on SmackDown, when he claimed that Ray screwed him over at SummerSlam or Chamber or one of those Elimination Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
Hark, do I hear cohesive storyline?
I know it's a cohesive... It is a cohesive storyline, because that's his gimmick. He's best off as a dick heel than a... Hey, babyface.
Well, Batista had been the cool babyface for almost 5 years. It was time.
Is this argument put us on the next Botchmania?
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
Triple H. Now, I know I'm going to get people complaining about oh, this happened as the main event at WrestleMania 21, but Triple H is one of the few people that can make anybody look great.
True.
And it would be, that'd be a perfect, you know, upper tier match for WrestleMania. Not putting it in the main event, but it would be a good upper tier match.
And I'm sorry to say, been there, done that. Triple H needs to, he is playing exactly the role he's supposed to be, which is making younger guys. The belt does not need to be around Triple H's waist anymore.
And that's another
point. Who's
going to
say I was going to put the belt on Trips in the first place?
I wasn't going to say that. Well, what I was going to say was that Triple H even being near the belt puts the IWC in an uproar. So they should be happy that he's not even anywhere near close to the belt and not holding somebody down by having a match with somebody that he hasn't had a match with before. And he's keeping it easy. He's pushed the spotlight away from himself for WrestleMania. The IWC should be throwing a huge party right now. Oh, what was he doing? What in the world is he doing? Fred Sheamus. Making him. That's what he's doing.
That's the whole purpose of the match, absolutely. To you know, put him over in terms of... I mean, let's go back. There are going to be those who say, hey, Sheamus is a fraud. Oh, they just put him up. He's one of the boys. You know, one of the, you know, Trips his boy, so let's give him the belt. This is to make him a legitimate wrestler. And a viable wrestler down the road. That's all this match is for. It's to further him. Triple H has nothing further to prove.
He could Triple H could retire tomorrow, which he won't do, but I'm just saying. He can do it.
I'd miss the evil
and he'll still try to make the boy babies out of Steph, and he still won't do it. But that's... It's in the DNA, baby!
Wow.
Does anybody know if the third... Guess
I'm not
going to
work for WWE as an announcer. Damn it!
So is number three a boy or not?
We don't know yet.
Damn it. Okay.
Cranking him out.
On his birthday, the arrogant evil King Dr. Levesque.
That's funny.
Yes, because if he gets his boy, he's getting snipped. I swear, Stephanie's going to get him snipped.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so...
Are you still alive, Rob?
Yeah, I'm sure, and I have breaking news. There are some complications with Matthew, so, in the whole Skype thing, and he's in no hurry. So what we're going to do with this show is we're going to postpone it to April 30th, the post-draft show.
All right, that's cool.
All right.
Perfect.
The Matthew extravaganza, that is, yes.
Yes. And tell him that the stars from Botchamania 14 and 74 say, we miss him already.
Absolutely.
Right,
yeah,
now?
We do.
God bless him.
And we have a new date. It's going to be April 30th, the post-draft show.
Yes.
Okay.
Good enough.
So
let's take a commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to do Around the Horn with Jason, Nikki, Typho, and Jim.
Yay.
Yeah, let's do it.
But first...
Another...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So let's take a quick commercial break from our sponsor, KFL Records.
He's the worst wrestling announcer of the 20th century, and now he's the worst singer of the 20th century, too. New from KFL Records, it's Oh My, the Vintage Michael Cole. 16 tracks featuring Michael Cole butchering songs by such luminary artists as Nat King Cole.
Answer me, oh my love. Just what sin have I been guilty of?
John Lennon. Shevchenko. Tweet. But wait, there's more. If you act right now and promise to kill yourself, we'll throw in Songs That Should Fail, featuring Carl Chenier's unique interpretations of songs such as this Bret Michaels classic.
Every rose has its
fail!
Just like every night has its
fail!
Like he's a cowboy, sings a sad song. Every room has its
fail.
That's right. Oh My, the Vintage Michael Cole, plus Songs That Should Fail, can be yours for a limited time for only $9.99 plus S&H. Call 1-866-968-3245. That's 1-866-YOU-FAIL to order this exclusive 2-CD set from K-Fail Records. K-Fail Records, because someone had to put this f***ing crap together.
Indeed.
That's great stuff.
Never gets old, does it?
Never does.
Well.
Because Michael Cole, you do suck. You just do.
Mr. Cole, I'd like your job, you freaking hype poodle.
Okay, so with my balls preferably busted, now it's my turn to bring out some joysticks, and we don't have two buttons. We have the Scott Steiner.
Shut up!
Button.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
Or, as Christopher Walken would say,
this guy is unfucking believable.
Never gets old.
Never.
Never.
So, disembodied voice.
Yes.
I have 1 hour to go. You ready?
Yep.
Yes, I am.
Okay, these four things I know are true. I don't know anything. Let's go around the horn.
Where's the theme?
Yeah, where is it?
We don't have the theme.
I should have sent it to you.
Oh.
You actually have the theme?
It's available as a ringtone. Sorry.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, ironically, the best segment of the show was me getting yelled at by Jason and Nikki so far.
No. Okay,
yes.
We're not yell. We're passionate. It's all right.
So let's introduce our panel. From New York, Jason Block.
Oh, boy, I know I'm going to get totally screwed, but it's going to be worth it. There you go.
Ohio, Nikki Haman.
I usually go wire to wire and usually hit the fail button right at the finish line. You know the button.
Shut up!
From Texas, we have Typho.
Since I was pretty much no part of the last segment, I think I should get some bonus points here.
I'm sorry, Typho. I took all your bonus points. How did I win the Pizzleweight title in the first place?
And then from New Jersey, we have Jim Williams.
Well, I got screwed in another sense yesterday. Do I get 1,240 points to start?
Shut up!
With that said, let's go to work.
It's the first word.
Of course, the first word is WrestleMania 26. If you listen to the last half hour, there's a whole bunch of tension in the air about this. While some people think the build-up was horrid and don't care, others thought that this was the best that WWE had to offer for quite some time. I will keep my P's and Q's to myself this time around and just say, is this pay-per-view worth the $55 to $70 if you're ordering in HD, Jim?
Well, of course, there's a dual side of this. I don't think any pay-per-view is truly worth that much, but given the circumstances of the climate, it's WrestleMania. It's worth the price of admission. It's the granddaddy of them all. It's the biggest pay-per-view of the year, and its build-up is that. You've got, as was mentioned in the previous half hour, multiple matches that are going to be memorable in one way, shape, or form. Money in the Bank is always good. Taker, Michaels 2, it may not be as good as the first, but it's going to be a damn fine match. And, finally, Bret versus Vince. It could be something that, in retrospect, we'll say, oh, no, how could Bret do all this? But the build-up is so big, no one even cares. It's going to be huge.
Hi, Paul.
I mean, yeah, you got to consider the fact that it is WrestleMania, and looking at past history, even cards going in, you say it hasn't been built that great. They'll usually turn out and put a few good matches on for you, a few good moments. This WrestleMania in particular, I think it's been built better than last year's was by far. Do I think it'll be worth the price? Like was just said, none of them are really worth that price, but it's WrestleMania, and I'd pay for it, yes. I think it is.
Nikki?
$55 sounds steep, but think about it. This is their Super Bowl. Yes, I know the Super Bowl is free, but this is the one show that typically, even though they might not do it in storylines, this is what they build to every year. This is one of the few WrestleManias that we have more than one feud that is actually built for more than a couple of months. The shortest, as I said earlier, was CM Punk Rey Mysterio at 1 month. We have Bret Vince, 13 years in the making. Yeah, that's kind of a stretch, but hey, we'll take it. Most of the rest of these matches have at least 6 months build, have a reason to be on the card. Now, yeah, Triple H Sheamus is going to stick out a little bit, but again, you may be surprised. Yeah, sometimes the cards look bad. Look at WrestleMania 22, but they all will go out and give you a show. I promise.
Jason?
Not only is this worth the $55, if I had an HD TV and an HD dish, I would pay the extra $10 to actually do this, because the WWE has finally made me excited about a WrestleMania card and saying, I want to buy this. You know, this is a wrestling fan's, excuse my language, wet dream when it comes to redoing stuff in just making you want to buy the pay-per-view. You've got, I mean, you look at the video. I mean, the Undertaker Shawn Michaels first video package with a band, I forget the name of the band who did it with that song, was absolutely the best video package the WWE has done in 5 years. You know, the one, you know, it, that music, oh God, it's just beautiful. I got chills up my spine for at least 4 of the 5 matches, and I'm damn happy to spend my money on this one.
Okay, now we talked about what has been going on, and it seems like a couple of you are willing to pay for it. Actually, all 4 of you are willing to pay for it, if you have the money, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like to consider, what do you guys think would be the best match on the card? I mean, I'm talking about what will far exceed your expectations and will obviously be the best match of the night. And let's make it quick, Jason.
It's gonna be Jericho Edge. I really do believe they're just gonna tear the house out. I really do believe that.
Nikki?
My money's, you know, the problem is you gotta split that up. You know, what is anticipation versus expectation. I expect Michaels Taker to be awesome. I want Jericho Edge to be amazing. Those two, that's a real close call for me in that case.
Nitro quick.
It's going to be Michaels Undertaker. I mean, it may not be as good as last year, but it's going to be awesome. They're going to give them all the time they want out there to do whatever it is they want to do.
And Jim.
Taker, Michaels, just because these are the two most veteran people on the roster, they know how to do it right.
Okay, next topic. Let's talk about buy rates. So, a lot of people are expecting, we're thinking stat card, we're thinking big buy rates. Although we also know from past history when we had stat cards, we didn't have such good buy rates. In the past. So my thinking to all four of you is, how much in buys do you how many buys do you think this pay-per-view will get, Jim?
I said this about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm not going to waver from it. 950,000. I think it's tough to get a million when you've jacked the price up, especially for some cable customers or satellite customers to pay 70 bucks or so for the HD feed. That's a little steep for most people in a tough economy. And by the way, don't let anybody fool you. The economy has not turned completely yet. It'll be a big draw, but it'll be 950. And I think WWE would be very happy with that.
The number that I've been seeing in my head for the last month or so, and I'm going to stick with it now, is 975,000.
Any reason why?
Well, I think it's going to be one of those things where would it be a regularly priced pay-per-view? It would do over a million in my estimation. But with the price, what it is, I think it's going to fall just short of it. That's why I think 975 sounds like probably the right number.
Mickey?
I like Typo's number, 975. And the reason that it's still not going to break a million is because of some of the things that a lot of fans do when it comes to the pay-per-view. If they don't have the $55, what are they going to do? They're going to pool their resources, which is what I'm going to be doing. I'm getting together with some friends. We're throwing some money in the pot. That's one buy to WWE, but that's four sets of eyes. Now, think about all the sports bars, wings places, and other establishments that will be showing WrestleMania. I don't know exactly how that works. There was something in WrestleCrap about it, but that's not going to fully gauge how many people are actually going to see this show. WWE's going to see 975. I guarantee you over a million people will see this show.
And Jason.
I originally said 1 million, and I'm going to stick with the 1 million, even though I also noticed this little thing. UFC is pulling their pay-per-view this week as well. And they've got a very good main event in George St. Pierre and Hardy, I believe his name is, who is going to be the pay-per-view. So I don't know if they're going to choose both, but you know what? This is I really believe people are going to want to see this. So I am going to go with the 1 million.
Up on a whammy.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Okay. My opinion, it's going to be 900,000. Still a lot, and the majority of it's going to be from the HD feed. So, to WWE, it doesn't matter. Actually, I think right now because they have two different things, it's not the amount of buys total. I think it's the amount of HD buys that matters to Vince because that's $70. And think about it. Three HD buys equals four regular buys. So if two-thirds of that is HD buys, then he's made the same amount of money as if it was all just SD buys. For Vince, he wants all 900,000 to be HD buys. Because just the pay-per-view buys alone, that's $50 million.
And by the way, DirecTV is $64.95 for HD, $54.95 for standard view.
just.
And I think for UVerse is cheaper.
Yep,
UVerse. $40.
Yep. Which is amazing.
So Carl lucked out, but I don't think he's gonna buy the pay per view. I think he's working that day.
Poor guy.
Yep.
I got Monday off.
I've got the foreseeable future off.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I have until September off. Then I haven't had the past 2 years off anyways. Anyways.
Right.
You've been horned. Take commercial break. Or not. This is Buddy Voice.
Buy or sell.
It's buy or sell time. You know what that means? You buy, you sell, you don't push.
Nudge.
And you push, Nikki.
What do I push? Besides the great big shiny red
button. Shut up!
Stop!
The answer was no. First topic. Michaels Taker. The match that everybody would pay $30 out of the 55 to see.
Mm-hmm.
Will it live up to the expectations, Jason?
I'm buying it. You know, Undertaker's got a bad hip, but you know what? Doesn't matter. He always goes for WrestleMania. He always puts on a big match. He always does the suicide dive. And believe it or not, I bet you they are ready to tear the house out. Just give him 40 minutes, and we'll be happy. That's it. It's going to be
Nikki.
Yes.
Bye. These two put them on stories better than anybody on the roster half their age. We've talked about their first match all the way up till and past the Slammies. Yes, they've set the bar very high, but these two men have done so many WrestleManias, they will find a way to do it. There's a reason why Shawn calls himself Mr. WrestleMania. There's a reason why Vince respects the streak.
Ethel.
Yeah, I'll buy it because, I mean, people have been saying it won't be as good because they're both beat up. Well, they were both beat up last year, too. Look what happened to them after WrestleMania. They both disappeared for a long time. And they did what they did last year. Go back in time. The first Hell in a Cell, Royal Rumble 98, Michaels had a bad back. They still put on good matches. They've always put on good matches, and this Sunday will be no different. They'll do another one.
Jim.
Break out the brooms. I'm going to give you a Kramer reference. I'm not just buying. I'm issuing a mow back on this one. Listen, the Undertaker got burnt. The last time we saw him in a pay-per-view,
yes. They
got burnt to a freaking Kentucky Fried Chicken crisp, and he still worked the match, and worked it damn well. Shawn Michaels is Mr. WrestleMania, as was mentioned before. These guys are the two most resilient superstars in World Wrestling Entertainment. Be prepared to be amazed, people.
Oh, my God. Are you guys still there?
Yes.
I'm here.
There it goes. You gotta love Blog Talk Radio fucking glitching on everybody.
I'm here.
Yep.
Yep. Is that what you
gave
meant?
You made the Skip Sheffield reference.
Sorry. We're back.
Next topic. Sheamus Trips. It's a match where it would either drive Sheamus to superstardom or obscurity. That's pretty much it, honestly. Does Sheamus become a star, Nikki?
I'm going to buy that. And what's funny is it's not going to play out the way everybody's thinking right now. Triple H could very easily have an excellent match with Sheamus, make him look great, and move him on. Or does anybody remember that Warrior reference he made regarding WrestleMania 12? Would the evil doc be so evil as to put Sheamus on his head in 12 seconds? This would be the one match that they could actually shorten, because the evil doc might have a plan for later on in the show.
Sell.
I'm going to sell because they set this match up completely wrong. What I said a month ago is that Sheamus should have gone into the Elimination Chamber. When it came down to him, Cena, Triple H, Sheamus should have destroyed them both, retained his title. Cena moves on to do whatever. Triple H gets the title shot at Sheamus. Sheamus is the indestructible, undefeated monster with the belt. Triple H is the challenger. Then you have Sheamus set up for superstardom. He's already been pedigreed and pinned. What the hell more are you going to do to him now?
Jim.
I am also going to sell because I think Sheamus is already a star, quite frankly. Yes, he's not going to be a main eventer the rest of his life, I don't think, but he's an upper-mid-card kind of personality by what he's brought forth to the table. Will Triple H enhance that? Very well possibly he could. But is this the match that makes or breaks him into stardom? The answer is no.
Jason.
You know what? I agree with Jim completely. He is already a main event star. People hate his guts. They hate the fact that he is Casper the Friendly Ghost, the glow-in-the-dark white guy, you know, and, you know, the luminescent one. He's the Lucky Charms leprechaun. He's the red-haired devil. He, you know, he's the deviled ham. I mean, you know, he is the hated guy. He, you know, he's the wrong guy with the bad Irish accent. But you know what? He's done his job. He's a star. Selling it. He's already won.
Jason, you forgot my favorite one, Evil Ronald McDonald.
That one. That too.
Woohoo!
That's enough hyperbole out of you two. Next topic. Oh, boy. Just when you thought it was safe to watch a main event.
Uh-oh.
Batista, John Cena. We have gotten reports that will main event WrestleMania. It will be the last match on the card. So that means, well, I think you know what it means if the same thing as last year duplicates itself. Is Batista John Cena worthy of being the main event for WrestleMania, typo?
So, because John Cena winning the title at WrestleMania, how many times have we done that now? I mean, the guy's character is stale. Him winning the title is stale. Will it get a little pop from the crowd? Probably. But after Undertaker Michaels, who cares? I don't care about John Cena winning the title after seeing either Shawn Michaels' career end or The Undertaker's streak end.
Jim.
Absolutely, positively sell. There, you can make a better case for Jericho Edge, maybe even, to be more of a main event than Batista, John Cena, but Typho hit it on the head. The best match on the card, the biggest match everybody wants to see, is Undertaker Michaels 2. If you're a good booker, you end with your best match. That's your best match, not John Cena, baby.
Jason?
If Cena Batista ends the card, I will be disappointed. No effing way. Sorry, I mean, that should be like the third hour main event or something to that effect. It should be like the third card in, either Undertaker's Michaels or Edge Jericho. I would end it with Undertaker Michaels personally because that, agreeing with Jim, that is the only match people really are just like drooling over, as well as Edge Jericho, mind you, but not as much drool. But yeah, no way. No.
Nikki, you need the points.
Yes, I do, and I'm selling on this as well. Batista Cena is a viable storyline. It is very important to the Raw brand, but it is not important enough to be on the top of the card. Now, I've been saying over and over again that I'm not going to put Michaels Undertaker as the final match on the card. WrestleMania should end with the title match, and Jericho Edge actually has the teeth to get close enough, and that's not a flaunted edge. This match has enough teeth that it could stand up against Michaels Undertaker 2. The reason I'm not putting Michaels Undertaker 2 up there is because the ending is going to be screwy.
Ooh.
And I've been silenced, so I can't tell you why.
No, you could still talk, but it doesn't really matter, though.
Right. Well, why is the ending going to be screwy?
Because somebody doesn't like the fact that a showstopper is still stopping the show.
Really?
Interesting, but unfortunately for you, Nikki, then you got to go. Any last words?
Oh, I do have to go?
Shut up!
Okay, those are your last words.
Don't!
No. Out of Bounds is next. God, I love being evil.
Can you stop?
Thank you, disembodied voice. Go ahead.
Out of Bounds!
The scores, dude, the scores.
Oh, the scores. Oh, screwy me. Sorry. Jim's in lead with 27. Typho and Jason are behind him with 23. And Nikki, well, Nikki got screwed. Or Nikki screwed Nikki.
Oh, wow.
Now it's time for Out of Bounds. Or is it? Whatever. Screw it.
It is Out of Bounds. So, that happened. Let's talk some NXT. Since it's Out of Bounds of WrestleMania. You have your eight guys, and the ranking's going to come out on Tuesday. Joyous. What do you think will be the result? Who do you think ends up on the bottom? Typho.
On the bottom of the rankings, I believe will be Michael Tarver because of his record, because of him having basically done nothing to prove himself so far, because his pro's Carlito, that automatically loses you some points.
That's not cool.
People probably think it'll be Daniel Bryan, but records don't say everything, so I don't think it will be.
Jim?
Michael Tarver's an excellent pick. I will give you that. And I'm tempted to go that route, but I'm going to throw a curve and I'm going to say Skip Sheffield. I don't think, kind of along the same lines with the Carlito thing, his pro is William Regal. That's not going to get you won over in many, many, many arenas, as it were. Skip Sheffield hasn't done a whole heck of a lot for me, quite frankly. I mean, if you put Michael Tarver and Skip Sheffield in a match, people will go up and probably end up getting souvenirs or getting something to eat, which in effect makes it much like a diva match. So I gotta go Skip Sheffield, but Michael Tarver's bot. Thank you, my man, my dog. Hoo. I'm done.
Oh, me. You know what? I'm gonna make a little prediction. Daniel Bryan will be on the bottom. However, there is going to be some sort of you've got to be kidding me sort of deal, because you know what? Records do mean that things, but there's going to be some sort of shenanigans because The Miz has been riding him way too hard, and Daniel Bryan is the storybook guy of the WWE. You know Vince wants to promote him some way, and you want to know something? I think Daniel Bryan is going to screw The Miz over in some form of fashion in WrestleMania. We'll see what happens. But we'll see.
Good points, Jason.
But not enough, right?
Nope, it's enough. Typho's gone.
Oh, wow.
Any last words, Typho?
I guess just like Michael Tarver's shirt says, I got knocked out in under 1.9 seconds.
Shut up! Capone.
And just like that, Typho is gone. Showdown is next. Isn't that right, disembodied voice? It's showdown time. Hey, disembodied voice.
Sorry, I was going for the theme.
What did we miss?
You're an evil, evil man. I don't know what the heck I missed. I might. Am I hearing echo?
I am.
First topic. So Thursday night, WWE held some auctions and some interesting stuff was sold. Echo.
Now batting.
I don't hear the echo, strangely enough.
Manny. Mota.
Jim's just getting ready for his job doing the AC Surf games.
Which are non-existent. Oops.
Some of the stuff sold was a drawing by... a drawing of Stu Hart by Maddie Neidhart, who is a very talented artist in her own right. The hell's with the echo?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man
bad,
on the face of the
Earth.
Whoever's got the echo on, can you please turn it off?
Oh, wait, let me see. My TV help, is that better?
No, you're fine. It's either Jason or Jim.
I'm not doing anything. Same thing. You want me to call back in?
All right, let's just do it like this. Of all the merchandise, of all the stuff that WWE's had, God, I hate this echo. Who? What would you buy? 30 seconds, Pepper, go. I mean, Jim, go.
I didn't understand the question. I'm sorry. What was it?
Any piece of WWE memorabilia, what would you like?
Of all time? I'm telling you this. I'm going WrestleMania 12. I want a piece of the canvas from the Iron Man match. It was the match that really propelled WrestleMania to that extra level, I think. Awesome match. Great thing for any ringside or wrestling souvenir or aficionado.
Jason.
I'm a car guy, and the car doesn't even have to move. It is Vince McMahon's 1984 Corvette, which got concreted by Stone Cold Steve Austin. I would put that in my garage and have people autograph the concrete.
Jim, Jason, I'd like to give you the point, but there's one problem.
That wasn't a WrestleMania item, was it?
No, it wasn't. Point to Jim.
That's all right.
Next up, the Hall of Fame. Seven great names on that on the card, like Stu Hart, Stan Hansen, Mad Dog Vachon, Randy Richter, Ted DiBiase, Gorgeous George, and I forget who else.
Bob Uecker.
Who doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame out of that sub? And Jason.
Wow. Honestly, it would. Oh boy. You know what? I think it's got to be Bob Uecker. While he is part of the celebrity wing, he was only there for two WrestleManias, and he really didn't do much there. It's Bob Uecker.
Jim.
You must not like a good advantaged view of the cheap seats from the best seat of the house. Are you nuts? No, you're not. I actually agree with you. I can't argue that. I mean, you know, I love Bob Uecker as much as the next guy. Now, if you found Dana White, you know.
So you both say the same thing. I kind of like the first time, Jason.
First time,
yeah.
So, Jason, that's the point. Final one. Looks like WWE is trying to stifle creativity once again. Remember back in the good old days when you had a nice piece of white canvas and you would draw a Sharpie with a sign that said, "You suck," or "Austin 316? Well, WWE decided screw that and are going to make their own signs. They're selling them for $15 at the stands. What do you make of this, Jim?
You are simply taking one of the best parts of being at a WWE event or watching it and screwing it all up. It's the signs that helped make Raw back in the mid to late 90s interesting. You wanted to see what the fans thought. What happened to voicing your opinion, Vince? That's what you were all about a few years ago, wasn't it?
You know, I will say this much, though. They've been taking the idea. I mean, you know what? I actually like the idea. I mean, come on. How many – they are preventing misspellings. They're preventing the I'm with stupid sign. They're preventing a lot of stuff that goes around there.
You don't like fun.
No, no. I want – okay. How many times have you seen I'm a moron, marry me, Mrs. John Cena? Please, give me a break. I'm for this. I like it. I absolutely like it.
Jason, you might be for it. That means I am not for you. Jim gets the point. Jim gets the win. Jim, the floor is yours.
Since I didn't get a chance to on the air yesterday, even though I don't know that any of the people who listen to WSNJ listen to this show, I'd like to thank the listeners of the station for dealing with me for 4.5 years. It was a pleasure to serve you, and I am available. I'm available for bar mitzvahs. I'm available for DJing parties. I'm not even Jewish, so I don't even know what a bar mitzvah is, quite frankly. Yeah, I do, but you know what I mean. And I enjoy candlelight dinners, walks on the beach on a warm summer's night, and if you're 25 to 35 and single, I'll take you, ladies. Ooh. Ooh, she gets me all wet.
Ew. Ew.
My kind of woman.
Come on, the Eastern speed of SmackDown right now.
Yes, exactly.
Unmuted.
You're unmuted.
Good. I want to say one thing about the sign thing.
I'm going to call back in and see if it's my end, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay.
Ed.
I want to say, damn that echoes well. TNA's been handing out signs in the Impact Zone for years. If you pay close attention, you'll see a lot of the same signs every freaking week. So why does WWE want to impersonate TNA on this one?
Well, for starters, hold on, there's Jim.
I guess it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't.
Let me check to see if it's my end.
I think it is your end.
I'll be back.
And there used to be a ballpark. Oh.
No echo.
Okay, right. I turned off my Bluetooth to see if it was me.
That's it.
No, I turned it off.
I'll
call back. Hang on.
Hello.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, fuck. This is a live show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it is.
In case you didn't notice.
Jason, time for try yours.
What, you want me to call back in?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Manamana. Do-do-do-do-do. Manamana. Do-do-do-do.
That's it.
Manamana. What's that?
Echo's gone.
So it was Jason.
Echo.
Okay, let me do something real quick.
Testing. Am I back without echo?
How about me?
Okay.
You guys sound great. No echo problems. I think I figured out the problem.
What was it?
Echo.
For some reason, it's showing two Skypes in my system, even though I'm only on one.
Ah, there you go. It's on there.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so we've got a half hour, which is about enough time. Do we need to do?
Well, because of the elongated argument that me, Jason, and Nikki had,
a passionate discussion.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to forego Room 101 for another 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least for another 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because April 2nd will be a straightforward WrestleMania post-show.
Yeah.
We'll have all the post-WrestleMania stuff, like what happened on Raw and the rankings for NXT. And also, we're also going to be talking about Impact and Orlando Jordan's that won't air.
No,
That scared me, Mommy.
It's not, it was new on the air. And in fact, TNA is actually promoting them, promoting it as the most, okay. The website Outsports.com has an article online promoting that this Monday on TNA Impact, Orlando Jordan will appear as the first openly bisexual wrestler at a major U.S. professional. The article notes that Orlando Jordan is the character and truly is bisexual, not portraying a gay or bi character as the norm in a pro wrestling's past. The article describes what place with Jordan this Monday. A show, Jordan is low into the ring from the arena's rafters, wrapped in yellow police tape with TNA logo. Then he crawls through the ring and ultimately walks to a nearby white couch where he sits between a shirtless male and sexy female, betraying the trio as a tricolored bisexual pride flag, plus two male symbols and one female symbol. So there you
And
go.
You wonder why TNA is not even getting a one?
Yeah, well.
No, this will get the, this will, out, I've read Outsports a couple of times, you know, being a man of that ilk.
Yep.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
Nothing wrong with that, indeed. And I think this will get a few extra eyeballs. Will it break a one? Who knows?
Hmm.
Because I'd like to talk about Raw's ratings, which have been pretty dire, which was pretty bad, you know, considering how recent Raw ratings have been.
Actually, there may be an explanation for last Monday's.
Go, what, the Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, 24 million viewers, a 6-plus rating in the 18 to 49 market.
Love me some Aaron Andrews.
Yeah, Aaron Page views is probably one of the reasons why numbers went down to 3.2 last week.
You know, I never thought Dancing with the Stars that WWE would have the same audience.
You
You'd
can
be
blame
surprised
for that.
Let's see, scantily clad women all over the place. What do you think?
Pamela Anderson, yeah.
And also one of the worst examples of parenthood.
Yeah, well, but yeah, so what's up? Yeah, but you know what? Again, I'm not going to worry because the post-WrestleMania Raw, it will be okay, although it's very interesting, though, that unfortunately Passover falls out on that.
Who was playing The Rock in the background?
That's me. I'm trying to get.
Oh, sorry.
Trying to. I just want to get to the matches.
Okay.
Right. Let's go.
I know, but I. This is a problem I have with Firefox. My Firefox. Sometimes it won't show everything.
Mhm. Okay. You're talking about. You want the WrestleMania match cards?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
I got it right here.
You got it.
I'm getting there. Just hold on.
It's 9 matches, correct?
As far as we know.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 matches.
12 points.
Hmm.
Yep, 9 matches. Yeah, 9 matches. Here we go.
I got it. I think this is it. Oh, fuck, not responding. Great. All right. We'll start off with the 3-point match.
Ooh.
There are 10 people in Money in the Bank.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who gets it? For 3 points.
Wow.
Jason.
Well, we saw Drew McIntyre get his butt kicked tonight on SmackDown. I don't think he's going to get it. The guy who needs the most rub out of there, I'm going to call Christian winning the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Nikki.
My money is also on Christian because it's a big thank you for everything he did for the ECW brand up to its demise.
Typo.
Let's see. Punk won 2 years in a row, so that was two faces. Seems like it would be the heel's turn to win. I'm going to say Drew McIntyre wins.
Clean or with hurt?
Let's just say he gets the briefcase one way or another.
Jim.
Let me ask a question before I make my decision. If I half, do I get 1.5?
Yes.
I'm going to... What the heck, I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to go against all everybody. I'm going to go with Jack Swagger. It's just a gut instinct. I want to go with Christian, but I'm going with Jack Swagger. I should have went with the 1.5.
That's okay.
Josh, I understand that you have not only your picks, but you also have DJ's picks.
No, I don't. No, I don't. DJ never gave me his picks.
All right.
So I just have mine, sadly. But yes, I am going with the rest of them that went with Christian. And also, Jim, Swagger? Really?
Okay, all right, all right. Can I take it back? Can I take it back?
No,
judges?
Oh, no, let's ask our esteemed judge.
Good.
I wanted to go on a limb. That was the only match I wanted to go on a limb for. Thank you.
I'm taking Kofi Kingston.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a good one.
I blame you.
Good one,
too. To be honest with you, he needs it more than anybody.
That is true.
I agree. That's true.
That is true
as
well.
It's pretty much a coin flip between Christian and Kingston right now.
Okay, it's Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk. There is a stipulation. If Punk wins, Mysterio has to join the Straight Edge Society. Josh.
And I will be picking Rey Mysterio.
Jim.
CM Punk will lose.
Hi, Phil.
Mysterio.
Nikki.
Mysterio wins the match, but then promptly loses the segment as Punk and the Straight Edge Society beat the ever-loving hell out of him so he can go get his knees done.
Jason.
Punk wins. I'm sorry, Mysterio wins. Because this segment is just the beginning, not the end of the feud. There's going to be a hair match down the line, I believe. So Mysterio keeps his non-straight edge.
Mysterio wins because this is going to end at Extreme Rules. Because how long has Rey Mysterio been putting off getting his knee worked on?
Since
months?
January,
months.
I believe.
I'm sorry. I like Rey Mysterio, but I'm going to say this right now. Rey, although you don't have much time left, I think it's for the best, not only for you, but for your family. Think of your family. After you win this match, then get beat down at Extreme Rules, get your knee worked on, and take it easy for a while.
Booyaka. Booyaka.
619. I'm just being honest right here. Either lose and retire, get your knee, lose, you join Straight Edge Society, then you quit, work on your knee, and get drafted to Raw. At least keep healthy.
We all want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Because I'm getting the feeling right now, if he makes it to Extreme Rules and after the knee surgery, I doubt that he could even do half of the stuff that he does now.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes, Ted DiBiase is next, Jason.
Ted DiBiase and Cody Rhodes break up. Orton certifies his total face turn, which I just don't fucking believe. Orton wins.
Nikki?
Orton wins, if not on the handicap rule, on the B-card rule.
Ethel?
I'm going with DiBiase.
I'd like that, but I don't see it happening.
Tim.
Typho and I agree. Ted DiBiase is a DiBiase weekend. I'm all about the karma angle.
And Josh.
Randy.
My pick?
You can't
point,
Sparky.
Very nice.
All to him.
Half point.
Wow.
Sir Thomas Crepa, where are you?
Blushing.
Sparky's using it, that's why.
Well,
yeah.
Ew. There might be a few left of it. Go on.
That's going to be weird.
Triple H versus Sheamus. Jim. Josh. Sorry, Josh.
Sheamus wins.
Jim.
Sheamus loses.
Typo.
Pedigree.
Nikki.
Flush. Compressed for time.
Flush?
Squash. Compressed for time. Triple H wins.
Oh, I thought you said flush. Jason.
No. I would never do such a thing to the evil doc.
I'm going to say Sheamus.
I think you did flush at WrestleMania 25.
Yeah, exactly. I think Sheamus wins this. I think Triple H makes him a star.
I think Triple H punches him back into obscurity is what I think. So he could have the Triple H film.
Well, this match, Sheamus doesn't have to win to become the star. That's the thing I think is the key point.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the point I made in Around the Horn. And
yeah, right.
That Warrior promo has something to add something to it.
Mm-hmm. 2 points from the next match. Show Miz versus John Morrison and R-Truth. For 1 point, who wins? For the second point, and this is a good one here, we're going to play the time game.
Ooh.
You're going to give me a time in minutes, and the person closest, without going over, gets a bonus 1 point.
Sweet.
Or will win the showcase, whichever.
Very good.
No, only if you get it exactly right. Then you get the showcase.
That'd be double showcase.
Okay, then we'll do that. If you are exactly right in minutes, you get 2 bonus points.
Mm-hmm.
Sound good to everybody?
Yep.
More than fair.
Jason, go ahead.
John Morrison and R-Truth beat The Miz and Big Show in 11 minutes, 30 seconds.
No. Just a minute.
In 11 minutes when Daniel Bryan distracts The Miz and gets a WrestleMania payday. So R-Truth and John Morrison win. Truth and Wisdom win.
Nikki.
I keep forgetting about the Daniel Bryan factor. Truth and Wisdom in 9 minutes under the same circumstances.
Typho.
Show Miz retain their titles in 6 minutes.
6 minutes, okay. Jim.
I got to say, I wasn't going to pick Morrison and Truth, but the Daniel Bryan angle has swayed me. Truth and Wisdom in 13 minutes.
Now, question. I'm not going to change my answer. Are you talking bell to bell or with entrances?
Bell to bell.
Okay. Then I'm very comfortable. Go ahead.
Josh.
I will also go with Starship Truth.
Oh, good name, too.
Because Show's allergic to winning at WrestleMania. He's only got, what, 1 win since WrestleMania 15?
But it was in a tag team title match.
Yeah, WrestleMania 22.
He thrives in tag title matches.
But he doesn't thrive at WrestleMania. And that's why I'm saying Starship Truth wins in 8 minutes.
I'm going to say Show Miz wins in 14 minutes.
You a-hole. Can I ask a question first?
$1.
No. Yeah.
$1.
I'd like
and
to bid $69, Bob.
Hey.
No.
Fuck you, dude.
$420.
I'd like to bid $2 million, Drew. No. Question: do you round up? If it's like 13 minutes and 32 seconds, does that go to 14 in your book?
I said closest in minutes without going over. So if it's 13:32, it's 13.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Okay.
What do you think this is? Behind the numbers with Richard Trinoppio when he rounds up and down matches every week?
Wait a minute. Is this number Wang?
No, we were shooting for card sharks, actually.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Higher, Jim! Higher!
Ooh, tough cards. Ooh, tough cards. Dual implication.
Okay, next.
Oh, God.
Higher, Bill, higher.
Oh, God. Higher than the three.
Come forward, jump back in your cage, and put the chip clips down.
Go to Game Show Garbage.
Cannot wait for the original two to come back to GSN soon.
Next week.
All right.
Harry and Bob.
We are off topic.
Does it matter? We have 14 minutes to kill.
Okay.
That's right.
We can do that. We've got a lot of matches to do.
No, we only got
Not
four left.
Okay.
And they're pretty easy.
Yeah, Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon is next.
What?
Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon. Jason.
You know what? I think Vince is going to carry Bret to, and that's weird for me to say this because, of course, you know, Bret Hart is just, he has redeemed himself in a lot of ways, and it's been a little sad to watch because he's no longer the guy who you remembered, but this is going to be one last goodbye and his farewell party and the right throw off that they're going to, you know, the good throw off he should have had 13 years ago. Bret Hart wins.
Nikki.
Bret Hart wins in the middle of the ring with a sharpshooter. Vince is bringing friends. Bret's bringing family.
Typho.
Bret Hart, sharpshooter. Bret wins.
Jim.
Bret Hart, sharpshooter. Interference, if necessary, from the Hart Dynasty.
Ah, yeah!
Wait.
But, wait a minute, though. The Hart Dynasty has said that they've been better than the best. So they may go against him.
Yeah,
they may go against their own logic. I don't think they're going to, no. Blood is thicker than water.
They job all the time now. Nobody remembers what they say.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
It's
put
a new.
Too.
Oh wait, I got to make an error. I played the wrong sound during the legacy blow off. It should have been this one.
Baby oil.
No! If you had 1 hour and 48 minutes on your scorecard, you won. Congratulations.
And nobody did so.
Oh, I know that theme.
Damn.
Yes, Jason, remind me next month to, I need to induct Ken Basin.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Josh.
Shall we break out the brooms, Rob?
No.
Oh!
You're going against the tide?
No! I mean, let's break out our swivel sweepers!
Oh, okay.
Hey.
It's curling, baby!
Hi, Anthony Sullivan here for the Swivel Sweeper. Introducing you to a product which will be more entertaining than Batista versus John Cena, which is our main event.
Wait a minute. Did you say Anthony? Get it right. It's Anthony.
I said Anthony Sullivan.
No, Anthony, what else?
Silent H.
Josh.
Silent Q.
This is Batista Cena.
Yeah.
Cena.
Jim.
In the words of the fans during the promo this past Monday, I'm going with the guy who can't wrestle. Who can't wrestle?
Who are you voting
for? Cena. Cena. Well played. Cena.
For the 750 millionth time at WrestleMania, spoiler, Cena wins the title.
God! Cena wins, but alas, there will be no riot because people will have already left the building.
Damn right.
We'll get to that later on. Jason.
In a major upset, the guy who is going to, the face that is going to take away from the heel, the belt, is not going to be John Cena. Batista retains.
I'm thinking so hard of a word that describes what I think of this match. I'm thinking, oh yeah.
Royal.
Oh, God.
The two matches I don't care about the most on this pay-per-view, I take the half point on.
Okay. All right.
That's your stand. That's okay.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. Forget that. We'll get to that last. Chris Jericho versus Edge is next.
I thought we were going to Shawn Michaels versus Shawn Michaels. I'm sorry.
Matthew, if you're
did you catch that on the replay? I'm just saying.
Chris Jericho versus Edge, Jason.
One of the best built matches in a long time. Edge will win with the spear, but this feud ain't over by a long shot, and the fans are the winners here.
Nikki.
Spear? Spear? Spear?
Okay.
Spear! Anyway.
Enough!
It's going to take two, but Edge is going to win.
Typho.
I actually think Jericho retains his title.
Interesting.
Jim.
Spear to the third power, Edge.
Josh.
I am also going Jericho.
Edge goes for spear number two, but then Godbreaker! Jericho retains. And finally, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Do I got to
think long and hard about this one. Okay, about long and hard enough. Jim?
That's right. Considering some of the quote-unquote rumors that have leaked out, the streak lives on.
Josh.
The streak lives on.
Copy.
Typo.
I'm kidding.
Okay. I am going to have to go continue the trend, the power of the streak.
Nikki.
Am I the last one?
No.
No,
Rob
still get to go.
And myself.
Okay, I was going to say, can I be last?
Okay, Jason.
Thank you.
There are very few things in wrestling that are legitimately sacred. This is one of them. While I would love to see Shawn Michaels do it, Undertaker 18-0.
And Nikki.
The streak remains intact. Shawn's efforts will not be in vain. However, there will be an intervention to Shawn's detriment, frustration, humiliation, and the rise of a king.
Ooh! Triple H turns heel, then, you're saying.
Thank God.
Makes perfect sense.
That's why I think the Sheamus Triple H match is going to be so short. He's going to take care of business. All everybody's talking about is Michael's Undertaker, Michael's Undertaker, Michael's Undertaker. What does that do to the ego of the evil Dr. Levesque?
You are absolutely... Because haven't they said that the rumors that Shawn Michaels, Triple H, at SummerSlam as well?
Why not? Why not? 7-year rule. We're ready.
I like the 8-year rule, but okay.
No, you know what, though? It makes perfect sense because, you know, it sets up, it's been set up, you know, the losing of the tag titles, the, you know, the whole career thing that Shawn Michaels been so that he has to teach him a lesson.
Right.
And Shawn Michaels gets his babyface heat back.
Right. And Shawn goes away, instant monster evil Dr. Levesque heat. Cena
okay.
wins, then Hunter gets to eat him alive.
Yummy.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going Undertaker winning as well. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's your pick-ems. For those that did not appear on the show, which would be DJ, which would be VRM, which would be Carl, I will get their picks before Sunday. Don't worry about that.
And by the way,
sure.
We've got some breaking news.
Hold it. Hold it.
Press the button.
Holding.
Wrong one.
There we go.
I like the other one, though.
Both are good.
This judge did. Mind if I take this one, Rob?
Go. No.
We may have a confirmed special guest for Monday Night Raw on May the 31st from Charlotte, North Carolina. One, Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
oh God.
Hannah Montana.
Oh, whoa. What?
Well, I got it.
This is according to the Wrestling Observer, so I would still take it with a grain of salt, but to be perfectly honest,
I have a serious question. Where is Raw held that night? Do you know? Anybody know?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. I find
Trust
it very
me, if
hard.
It was
for...
week, if it was the prior
okay.
week, I'd be going like, what the fuck are you doing in Toledo?
Okay. You ready for it? Here it comes, folks. I find it hard to believe she's going to be able to host it because she would have just run the 6th race at Pimlico Downs earlier in the day.
Oh, God!
Show's over. Show's over.
Good night, everybody. See you in a few weeks. That's why I'm not on the air anymore, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, we have a couple minutes, so I might as well take care of the times. Well, I'll just quickly glaze over them, okay?
Okay, go for it. Cliff Notes.
Raw had 18 minutes, 25 seconds of wrestling.
Jeez.
And I got a 3.2, which is the lowest rating for any go-home show since 1997.
Wow.
Hint?
Explained, Brett. Anyway.
TNA, Hogan time, once again, least amount, 1336.
Right.
Mm. Vicky Guerrero panties are here.
Oh, God! Oh, no!
Shield your eyes. I thought that was Miley Cyrus getting the 8 bells treatment. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't think I'm going downstairs to turn on SmackDown just yet.
No, you're not.
Okay, if we can all keep our sanity here.
Yes.
Bischoff, 21 minutes, 20 seconds.
Bish is back.
But wrestling. 28 minutes, 54 seconds.
Got to give it up to that. Got to give it up.
Oh, I respect that. I respect that.
Yep.
All right,
they could do something with the rest of the time.
Yeah. So join us next week for our post-WrestleMania show, taking place at our normal time of 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, where we'll have all of the post-WrestleMania news you'll need. So for Nikki Heyman, Typho, Josh, Jim, and some New Yorker who I forgot, this is Robert Seidelman saying adios, amigos.
WrestleMania.
Let's all hug it out. Come on, hug it out, people. Let's hug it out.
We are hugging
it out.
Hug it out.
And we all just get along. Bye.
All right. Night.
Who the hell passed gas? I'm getting away from you people.
Oh, God. Ew! Typo!
Celtic!
No, no, I don't think it was any human. I think it was a thing, Sparky.
No, because if he farted, it actually, all of us would be dead.
It'd be out of its mouth. Yes.
That or maybe just me burping.
Why couldn't Sparky just take out Miley Cyrus at the... Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
He tried.
Maybe Randy Orton will put her in the head.
I only hope.
One can only hope.
I need this.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night.